Here's the translation of the text into English. China's rare earth exports fall sharply in September. UNIPEC diverts supertanker from Shandong port after U.S. sanctions. Oil prices rebound sharply after Trump tempers China tariff stance. Trump tariff threat pushes oil to five-month low. Cameroon counts votes as world's oldest president seeks to extend rule. Ukraine's Zelensky discussed strengthening Kyiv's air defense with Trump. U.S. intelligence helps Ukraine target Russian energy infrastructure. FT reports Australia considering critical minerals deal with U.S. The Age reports Iran says it is open to fair, balanced U.S. nuclear proposal. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.88%. Wingtech stock plunges after Dutch government intervenes in chip unit. India watchdog asks Air India to inspect emergency power system on some 787 jets. China's stocks sink on fresh U.S. trade war salvo. Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 down 0.84%. Jefferies expects limited fallout from First Brand's bankruptcy. Asia shares suffer trade whiplash. Wall Street futures rally. Google says Australian law on teen social media use extremely difficult to enforce. Asia stocks decline on fresh U.S.-China tariff jitters. HK leads losses. Fintech and AI drive London finance job vacancy growth in Q3. Recruiter says, China's exports and imports beat forecasts in SEPT, signaling trade resilience. U.S. consumer sentiment steady in October, but labor market worries persist. U.S. consumer sentiment little changed in October, University of Michigan survey. Instant view. Canada's economy adds 60,400 jobs in September. Brazil's producer price index falls 0.22% in August. Italy industry output plunges in August as economy struggles. Tesla's September China-made EV sales rise 2.8% year-on-year. France's political uncertainty hitting confidence and growth, Villeroy says. Trump's reignited trade war with China clouds IMF World Bank meetings. Analysis: how the United States is eating Trump's tariffs. Morning bid. Every trade cloud has a taco lining. Australia overhauls plan to hike taxes on retirement savings of the wealthy. Economists see stronger U.S. growth, but weak job gains and stickier inflation. China's exports-imports top forecasts amid backdrop of fresh trade tensions. China's September dollar-denominated exports rise 8.3% YY, imports up 7.4%. Taiwan says T-Dome to better integrate air defense system for higher kill rate. Rupee may rely on central bank support. Bonds to track inflation data. UK's Reeves should use budget to reform tax system. IFA says XRPC climbs 10 in rally, Ethereum climbs 10 cent in bullish trade, Cardano climbs 10 in bullish trade, EOS climbs 10 in bullish trade, HTX supercharges Decosystem with triple threat boost, Bitcoin extends losses after Trump threatens an export curbs, Bitcoin falls 3 cent in sell-off, Litecoin falls 3 cent in rout, XRP falls 10 in bearish trade, Sampo OJ repurchases 307,924 own shares as part of buyback program. Air India to inspect emergency power systems on some 787 jets. Jisk Bank acquires shares worth DKK 41.3 min week. 41 repurchase Caterpillar to acquire mining software firm RPM Global. ISO Energy to acquire Toro Energy, expanding uranium portfolio. Arcus Biosciences to present promising gastric cancer survival data. Crisis FY25 slides reveal 80% EBITDA growth. Ambitious FY26 guidance. Theon International to acquire 9.8% stake in Exosens for 268.7 million euro. Cathie Wood's ARK ETF focuses on LY Corp and Klarna stock buys. Southstar Battery Metals closes first tranche of private placement. If you need a translation to any other language or a summary, please let me know.